Utah fans, good afternoon and welcome to Oxford, Mississippi. University Stadium at Swayze Field for Sunday baseball. It's a great day here in Oxford. It's a great day to be a Ute. How about we play two today? Utah's going to have to play two today if they want to keep their season alive. The mission is simple today. Win or go home. I'm Bill Riley, joined again today by Brian Kinneberg here at NCAA Regional Baseball site here at Swayze Field. Utah and Tulane matchup today. Both these teams are 1-1 on the weekend. Here's 2-1 pitch. Hammered to left field. Hit like a bullet over the head of the left fielder and up against the wall. Cody's going to make the turn. It's first, and he's going to be into second, sliding with a double. I mean, he hit it like a bullet, and Rogers was frozen. Off the wall, Rogers made a good play, but Scajari beat it into second base for a one-out double. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Right out toward the shortstop. Shortstop's going to try to go to third base, and they get Scajari. It was hit right at Alamang. Here's a line drive at his fellow shortstop and past Cody Scajari into left field for a base hit. Alamang on with two outs here at the top of the third inning. Cody was about a foot to his left. If he's a foot further to his right, he probably comes up with that catch.
Yep.
Well hit, though, by Alamace. One on, two out with a 3-2 pitch. Lined right at the third baseman, Carroll, for out number three. Good medal on that one from Rogers, but Carroll had him played perfectly. And that takes care of Old Miss in the visitors' half of the third inning. Outside for a ball. Now Williams knocks one up the left field line, and that's going to be fair and a double. Williams around first, digging into second base, and he'll have a stand-up leadoff double here in the fourth inning as Jackson gets it back into the infield.
2-0, 3-1. They know a fastball's coming. That's when they get dangerous.
2-0 pitch. Hammered high and deep to left field. Jackson turns and watches it go. Bye-bye. Two-run home run for Jeremy Montalbano, his 12th of the season, and Tulane jumps out on top here in the fourth inning, 2-0. 2-2 pitch. This one's hit high and deep, and this one's gone too. Even further and deeper than the first. Hunter Hope crushes a 2-2 pitch to left field, and it's 3-0 Tulane. Tulane fans make a little noise now. 3-2 pitch to Jackson. There goes Marufo. Base hit left field. Kellum will stop at second place, and Andre Jackson's got a two-out single, and Utah keeps the inning alive. 0-1 the count on the right-handed hitting, Stephen Alamace. Here's the pitch. Line drive, center field. That's a base hit. Kiersey's up with it. He won't even come to the plate. And that's an insurance run for Tulane and a two-out RBI single for Stephen Alamace. Here's a high fly ball to deep left field. Back of the fence and at the wall, and it's gone. Scajari will touch them all. And the Utes are on the board here in the eighth. On the long fly by the senior shortstop, Scajari. He cuts it into it and makes it a 4-1 ball game. 2-1 pitch. Popped up. Shallow right field. Right fielder in, and that's going to fall. No catch. Drops in between them. Oh, no. They're going to call that an out. I don't think that that was a catch. Lex Kaplan said he came up with it. He collided with his center fielder, Hernandez. And I don't think there's any way Kaplan came up with that ball. We'll have to look at the replay. It was in the center fielder's glove, and the glove came off his hand.
Oh, my.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
I don't know if that's a catch or not. It's in the glove, but the glove's not on his hand.
I don't know the call on that, Bill.
I don't know what the call is on that either. 0-1 pitch popped up on the right side. This might do it. First baseman Williams is there, and that's that. Utah season ends on a pop out to first base. And the Cinderella run to the regionals ends here in Oxford at the hands of the Tulane Green Wave. Final score here today on the final Sunday of the season, Tulane 4 and Utah 1. So Utah falls here today, and the season comes to a close in Oxford, Mississippi. My thanks to all who listened today. My thanks to Bill Kenneberg, his staff, and all the Utah baseball program. Thanks to Jimmy Soto. Thanks to Dave Gore who produced it back at the station. Thanks to you, partner. I had fun this year.
Yeah, outstanding.
And we'll do it again next year for a few more games. Thank you all for listening here today. And again, congratulations to the Utah baseball team for advancing to regional play for just the fifth time in school history and for the first time since 2009. For David Gore back at the station, for Jimmy Soto, for Brian Kenneberg, I'm Bill Riley saying so long and good afternoon from Swayze Field and University Stadium here in Oxford, Mississippi. Utah falls and ends its season 4-1 to Tulane, and you heard it all right here on ESPN 700.